主来，诸位兄弟平安。
平安。
今天很高兴呢，能够呢来到这儿。刚才所唱的就是说，很感谢呢，主耶稣呢就来到我们当中。那我今天就感觉到，也觉得这样聚会的话呢，能够呢有主在当中，不是太好的吧？恐怕呢别处呢很少，对吧？有这样。And besides, today is a special day when we begin a special week, which celebrates the very heart of our faith. By the church calendar, this day really has two names. You can choose. One is Palm Sunday, which celebrates the coming of Jesus into Jerusalem.And the people welcoming Jesus. And the other name is Passion Sunday, which goes directly to the events of this week, the suffering and the death. Whichever we take, actually they're very closely related, and both...indicate that we are very close to the most sacred part of Scripture and of our faith. The Scripture speaks of the inscription, the thing that was written and placed on the cross.Above Jesus, King of the Jews. The title for the sermon, King of what? King of the Jews is one answer. The Gospel of Luke says that simply it was placed there. The Gospel of John, a little more specific, says thatit was Pontius Pilate, the governor, who placed it there. I have the feeling that it was not a compliment. It was not a good thing. Maybe it was there in order to mock or ridicule Jesus.He came in on Palm Sunday, and the crowds were welcoming him, and they all had palm branches, right? It was almost like he was a king who was coming, kind of like David entering Jerusalem, and so Jesus. But now, after just a few days, this king is on the cross.The one who was so loudly welcomed is now the one people were mocking. The thing is, what Pilate wrote there, King of the Jews, he didn't realize it, nor...probably did the people, that he was right. He was king of the Jews, for sure. The thing he didn't realize is that he was king of more than just the Jews. He was king also of Pontius Pilate and all the Gentiles. But a different kind of king. And maybe that's what people didn't recognize.When I think about kings or royalty, presidents or prime ministers or that kind of person, two things have always impressed me about them. One is that they are people of particular dignity. They speak with dignity. They walk with dignity. They dress with dignity. Even the people who serve them are people of dignity. Some years back, when we lived in Hong Kong, there was a day when Queen Elizabeth came to Hong Kong. And there was a parade and so on, so that people could see her, so that she could greet the people of Hong Kong. My wife also went downtown to see her from a distance, and she felt too that just seeing her, you felt like you were in the presence of someone with special dignity. The other thing, though, that impresses me about royalty or kings or presidents is how they are separated from the ordinary people. And I suppose that's inevitable because they are the symbols of a nation and no one wants them to be compromised or embarrassed or in danger. And that's why, for one thing, they live in guarded places, whether it's castles or white houses or blue houses or wherever they live. Besides that, they have people to care for every need because they can't just pop out and go to Dierbergs or Lulu's restaurant or to the theater. Another time, it's obvious that they need to have distance from ordinary people is when they are out on a formal visit because there are Secret Service people who accompany them, walk with them, actually mostly in front of them, but some behind. And the Secret Service people have two jobs. One is, as they're moving along, maybe in the street or somewhere, or just having a speech, one is that they are always looking carefully at the people in front to see if there is any possible danger that may be arising. And the second thing is, if there is some danger, then they must place themselves between the royal person and wherever the danger is coming from so that the danger comes to the person who's guarding. In other words, their job is to sacrifice their own lives. Anytime they are guarding the king, the queen, the president, I'm not sure that that's a job that I would like, but if you have a king, or a queen, or a president, you've got to keep them safe. Now, the reason for saying all of this is to say that this is true, no matter what country, what culture we're talking about, this is true of the leaders of a nation. But when we apply the word king to Jesus, it's not the same. It's a good title, But it's not the kind of king that we have just been describing. Jesus didn't dress like a king. He didn't look like a king. He didn't talk like a king. He did not try to separate himself from people. In fact, when the disciples tried to keep the children away, he rebuked them. When the disciples were not happy, when Gentile people or the blind or the lame or others wanted to crowd their way to Jesus, he rebuked them. And in fact, he reached out and touched and healed his people. So, he was indeed a king, but a very different kind of king. I think the place where where Jesus as king shows itself most clearly is in the conversation between the two people who were on the cross alongside of Jesus. The one of them, you remember, was making fun of Jesus. Maybe because he hoped that the attention or the mockery of the people would not come to him, but would go to someone else. And in fact, he could add his to someone else, that Jesus was no different than he was. He was not a king. Jesus was a criminal and suffering the same death. I think what's interesting is not that this person was saying what he was saying to Jesus. It was what the second thief was saying. Because somehow, even though he did not know Jesus any better or any longer than the first thief, but somehow he saw in Jesus something very different. The other one saw Jesus as a fraud. Jesus as a person who deserved the suffering that he was getting. But this one saw in Jesus something very different. And his prayer to Jesus was, remember me when you come into your kingdom. That presumes that this man understands that there is a kingdom out there. There is a kingdom that's going to be there after he has died. There is a kingdom, and Jesus is part of that kingdom. There is a kingdom that Jesus welcomes and invites people, even like him, into that kingdom. And so he looks to Jesus, and even though he may be only hours from dying, and not a pleasant death, and you wouldn't think he belongs in that kingdom, but that one who looks to Jesus and places his life into the hands of Jesus, this one recognizes a king, recognizes his king. King of what is the title? King of a thief? King of a sinner? King of people who society has rejected and decided society would be better off without him? Yet he who looks to Jesus belongs in the kingdom. So when Pilate put that sign up, King of the Jews, he was right. And this one who died and asked Jesus to bring him into his kingdom was a Jew. I'm thinking that probably many of those who were watching that day would have a hard time understanding that. King of the Jews and King of all. I find it really important to look at Jesus on the cross. Actually, both of the thieves, and Jesus, all of them, within hours of a very ugly death. And how did Jesus spend his last hours? Reaching out, right? Reaching out to this one who saw in Jesus a Savior. And Jesus said to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." What an offer. What a promise. What a gift. And that word "today" is an eternal today. A today that never ends. Today, you will be with me in paradise. You remember when Jesus was born, the Father, God, gave him a special name, which was also his identity, which was also his mission, Emmanuel. Imanedi. And that's what he was giving this thief. That is what the king gave, not Pontius Pilate. That is what Jesus, king of a thief. I'm sure many people did not look at Jesus as a king. Many people to this day really may not. And yet we understand that Jesus as king is king of people like us who have our problems, who have our issues, people who are hurt sometimes, people who feel pain, people who fail, people who aren't sure of ourselves or sure of what our future is, people who sometimes end up making life miserable for ourselves as well as for others. All of us here fall into that category. And the offer of our Lord is to say, we are not lost, we are not rejected on that behalf. Jesus came for us. And Jesus opens the doors of the kingdom for us today. And who knows when that today marks our move from this life to the next, today, with me, Emmanuel, in paradise, forever. So, the problem with the sign on the cross, Jesus, King of the Jews, is not that it was made to mock Jesus. The problem is that it was right, but it was way too small. Jesus is King of the Jews, but of the Gentiles, all people. Folks who live in Serbia, folks who live in Albania, folks who live in Africa, folks who live in South North America, the people of Russia, people of Taiwan, people of Chinese, people everywhere in this world, and particularly the people who God has brought together at Taiwan Presbyterian Church here today. King of what? What is there that he's not king of? Who is there who is not in his kingdom? We walk into this Holy Week, and it is a holy one because it's special. It's not like any other week. We walked into this Holy Week on sacred ground, and I pray the blessing of the Spirit as we all walk into this week, as when we're walking through the week, we think carefully of what all happened back then. How did that work? And realize that it was for us. For us. And it's a hard walk. And it's a tough walk. But it is a walk that ends in the empty grave. And for that, more next Sunday. But walking through the hard times, working through the darkness of these days, the suffering, we walk not as people who are lost, but are people who were retracing a walk that we know the ending of. May the Lord bless you in that. We join in prayer. Dear God, our Father, we thank you that you sent your Son Jesus Christ into this world. Without him, Lord, how is there a way into the kingdom? We thank you for his suffering. We thank you for the sorrow that he felt for a world that is lost in its ways. We thank you that he came to seek and to save. And we thank you that that has included us also. We ask your blessing on us, Lord. We all have busy weeks, lots of things with work and family activities and other things. Help us, though, particularly this week, Lord, to walk more slowly and to walk conscious of the fact that you walked this week, and we would like to walk with you. Help us as we approach the resurrection, though, aware both of the suffering and of the victory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.